and doubt and uncertainty, and you know it's getting bad out there. So what? Amen. The light is shining brighter and brighter in the kingdom. My Bible tells me, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, how you going to drive your car always looking in the rearview mirror? You're going to hit some pedestrians, you're going to run off the road, kill some dogs, you're going to all kind of crazy stuff. Just looking in the mirror. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Watch where you're going. Stop talking about what you're going through and look where you're going to. We are on our way to glory. There's a kingdom that's going to be established in this earth, and the best is yet to come. Amen. Darkness shall cover the face of the earth, and gross darkness the people. But he said, rise and shine, for your light is come. Your light is come. And it's because of the blood. The blood makes atonement for your soul. Say it with me so you can remember it. The blood makes atonement for my soul. Now when you, now let's divide this thing up. You are a triune being. That's what makes us like God. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. There's purpose for all of it. But he says, the blood makes atonement for my soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the psyche, all that stuff that this world tries to trip you up with and discourage you with and deceive you about. The word says the blood makes an atonement for your soul. You see, my spirit is saved already. Touch yourself right here and say, my spirit's saved. Say, the devil can't touch this. You don't even sin from your spirit. Amen. That's where we communicate with God. But now it's your soul. John said, I would, brethren, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, there's where we have to be transformed. There's where we have to grow. There's where we have to be in touch with our spirit to release the life of God. Because it's in your spirit that you communicate with God. But if this is all messed up and thinking crazy and worried and fearful, God can be talking to you, but you're not hearing him. But tell somebody, I'm under the blood. Come on. After today, you're going to see it differently, and you're not going to accept the lies of the devil that have been oppressing you, amen, deceiving you, trying to harm you in your mind. We have the mind of Christ, and the blood has made atonement for our soul. Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't crazy. Bible says that we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and what?
Sound.
Say it loud.
Sound.
Say it loud.
Sound.
Say it loud one more time. You have the mind of Christ. You think like God thinks. The Bible says the thoughts of the righteous are right. Why are you always second guessing yourself? Oh, I just don't know. No, we have the mind of Christ. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. Neither does the carnal man, but your spirit, when your mind is renewed. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. Tell somebody right now, turn CNN off. And Fox and all the other naysayers. Sometimes turn that weather channel off. I heard them forecasting tornadoes. Looked outside, it was sunny. Wasn't a cloud nowhere. The devil is a lie. Sometimes, you know, maybe they don't mean any harm, but they just are caught up in the mind of the world. Their father is the devil. And the lust of their father they will do. So we have to be listening for God. And the blood has made an atonement for your mind. Say right now, I am not confused. I know exactly who I am. I know exactly whose I am. And I know exactly where he's taking me. Now, if you didn't feel comfortable saying that, you say that until you are sure of that. You wake up in the morning, you have no doubt in your mind who's with you, where you are going, who you belong to, what God is doing in your life. Amen. The blood has made an atonement. He's covered us. Tell somebody right now, the blood protects you. In Exodus chapter 12, when Israel was about to leave Egypt, their deliverance had come. And I want to say to you, you know, you heard me say this back in the beginning of this month. I want to prophesy to some of y'all. After this weekend, you're going to have a brand new start. Something's going to be brand new for you. Listen, hear what I'm saying. Everything's going to be new. You know, that had you all bogged down and, you know, you got way away from your New Year's resolution. Well, before this month is out, tomorrow's the last day. By the Resurrection Sunday, things are going to be new for you. And when I say that, your spirit's going to feel new. Your mind's going to feel refreshed. You have good direction. Shackles are going to be broken off of you. Amen. Because of Resurrection Sunday. Because he rose. We rose with him. Amen. Death could not hold him. Death can't hold you. Now they're about to leave Egypt. And it says here in verse 11, let's start at verse 11. It says, "And thus shall ye eat it," talking about the Passover lamb, a lamb for a house, "with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Verse 13 says, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Amen. That's why they call it the Passover. The blood was a token. They were told to kill a lamb for a household and take the hyssop and sprinkle it, smear it upon the doorpost and the lintels. That night, God was about to hit Egypt so hard that they were going to tell them to get out. Their deliverance had come. And when the death angel came, and you probably seen the movie, the fog coming through there, everywhere that the blood was, it passed over. The destroyer. So, the blood makes an atonement for our soul. So, anything having to do with death, maybe not altogether the cessation of life, but anything having to do with death, disease, lack, infirmity, negativity, any of that stuff in that realm has to pass over. Because the blood has made an atonement. All right? Now, when we look at that, it's a shadow of what was to come, what was going to happen. What happened with the Israelites was a shadow of what Jesus was going to do. Amen. Okay? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7. When you leave out of here, Even if we don't shout before you leave again. You know, we already shouted. Think about it this way. Not excitement, but assignment. Amen. Amen. We want to leave understanding our assignment. Amen. Amen. Let your light shine when you leave here. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be intimidated. You are under the blood. You are an ambassador of a kingdom. Stop shying away from important people. You're important. You represent God's kingdom. Your seat is more important than the President of the United States seat. If he ain't saved, that's not just jargon, that's true. The least in the kingdom. The Lord said this. He said this about John the Baptist. There was no greater born of women than John the Baptist. But he said the least in the kingdom is greater than John. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost in Elizabeth's womb. When the salutation from Mary and Elizabeth came, the babe leapt in her womb, and she and John were filled with the Holy Spirit in the womb. But he said, the least in the kingdom. Come on, help us, Holy Spirit. You see, the blood is covering your soul. The least in the kingdom is greater than John. Okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, the word tells us, purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Tell someone, purge out the old leaven. Purge it out. Let the word of God transform you. The word says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That's metamorphosis. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The transformation has to take place in the soul. Your spirit is packing. It's just the security guard of your soul sometimes isn't transformed. Your spirit's wanting to bust out like Samson, and your mind is puny. I'm but a child. God says, listen, I knew you before you got here. I know what you're capable of. I know how I made you. I know what you're made up of. So our mind has to be renewed. There's a realm that we want to live in. I call it the realm of possibility. When you enter into that mode of thinking, you're in a realm where there are not limitations, but possibilities. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You can get in a place in faith where anything, you don't want everything, but you can, anything is possible with you. Anything. You know, have you ever been there where it's working like that? Where your mind, where you have to channel, you have to focus it on something specific. Amen. Because anything's possible.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.